I need your help. I need a countdown. So can I have your help? Let's start from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. Nothing happened, did it? But in the countdown, you were expecting something to happen. I wonder what you thought might happen. Advent is a bit like a time of countdown. It helps to make us expectant and excited for what is to come. Now, can you put your hands up if you've got an Advent calendar? Oh, quite a few of you. Lovely. Our Advent calendars help to make us excited and expectant for Jesus' birth. And the Jesse tree also helps to make us excited and expectant as we add in a new person each day of Advent. Now, Advent comes from the Latin adventus, which means coming. It's all about getting expectant for Jesus' coming to be with us. And in church, we don't have an Advent calendar, and we don't normally have a Jesse tree. We have these special Advent candles for each Sunday in Advent and then for Christmas Day. So I'm going to need 3 tall volunteers to help me light some candles. Right, girls, do you want to do one together? Yeah, one together. And then you can have 2 other tall volunteers getting ready, please. Okay. Now, I'm going to light this taper and then give it to you to do the first one, okay? Because you light the one on the left. The one there, yeah. Oh. There we go. Oh, no, that's gone out. Tracy, could you hold that for me? The first candle that we light is for the patriarchs. That's a really funny word, isn't it? But the patriarchs... Oh, it is blowy, isn't it? Oh, I might have to do this. Right, girls. Okay. Let's see if it worked. Right. Okay. Can you be like a little wind shelter? Like, okay. Thanks, team. Have we done it? Okay. Well, the first one is for the patriarchs, which means the male rulers. So who are our patriarchs? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, lovely. So there are old rulers. Now, we're going to try the taper again. The second candle is this one. We light this one. Oh. With what? Oh, yeah. Cool, sorry, a bit slow this morning. Right, girls, are you ready? Okay, can you light this one together? Okay. You're close. There we go, you've done it, well done. You've done it. We're gonna, I think we'll keep this one lit. We're going to need this if I talk quickly. Right, the second one is for the prophets. Who are our prophets? Isaiah? Jeremiah? There are loads of prophets. We could be here a long time. We don't want to be there a long time. The prophets, the people who prepared the way, listening and watching expectantly for what God was doing. And now, today, we light this candle. So could I have a tall volunteer, please? Quickly, tall volunteer. Yeah, David, great. Today, we light this pink candle. Thank you, David. Wonderful. Thank you very much. We light this pink candle for John the Baptist. Now, strange, isn't it? We like purple ones, they have a pink one. We have a pink one because today is a special Sunday about rejoicing. It's called Gaudete Sunday. I used to think the pink candle was for Mary, but no. The pink candle is for John the Baptist. And it's for this Sunday today because we start to, in our watching and our waiting, get excited. We get full of the joy of looking forward to Jesus' coming. So we have the pink candle to remember that we are waiting with joy. Waiting, like for the arrival of a new baby or someone really important. So, if we were going to welcome the Queen to come to church, how would we welcome her? Yeah. We would get a very nice seat for her to sit in. Oh, good idea. We'd get ready by getting a really nice seat. What else would we do? We'd say welcome. Would we need to do something to our building, do you think? Yeah? Make it look like a palace. Ooh, we might want to get it really nice and shiny and clean. Might want to fill it with beautiful flowers. We might even want to roll a red carpet down the aisle or something. Something to prepare the way for a really special visitor. And that's what Advent's like. It's a time for us to prepare our hearts for the really special coming of Jesus. But the thing is, I don't know about you, but waiting can sometimes be a bit tricky. So let's do a quick poll. Who loves waiting in the doctor's surgery? Oh, one. Who loves waiting in traffic? No, hands really far down there. Ooh, who loves waiting for paint to dry? None of us. No, I don't. Waiting can be a bit long, and sometimes it can be quite hard. So, in our waiting, it helps us to remember that God will never leave us. When we remember the patriarchs, the prophets, and John the Baptist, and we think of all those people who went before, we remember that God was faithful to them. And sometimes they had to wait a really long time. And sometimes they didn't even see what God was doing. But they still kept the faith. That helped them to wait with joy. Now, John the Baptist, stuck in prison, had a question about waiting. He's stuck in his prison, he's not in the desert anymore, he's not baptizing, he's in captivity. And people are telling him things about Jesus, and he's thinking, oh, is that it? Have we finished waiting, or are we still waiting for somebody to come? Are we still waiting for God's messenger to come and bring hope to us? Are we waiting for the one who is to come? Or is that you, Jesus? And Jesus says to John's followers, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have good news brought to them. In effect, he says, look and listen and rejoice at what you hear and see about God being faithful in this time. While you are waiting and watching, look for God's transforming power around you. God is here with us. God is faithful, and we can rejoice. Because when we follow Jesus, we will all have times of waiting. We might be waiting for God to answer prayer. We might be waiting to receive guidance about the future. And as you know, in this church, we're in a time of watching and waiting as we wait and pray about who God is leading to give to us for as a new team vicar. We're waiting to hear God's direction about the mission of this church and who could help lead us forward in this time. But while we are waiting, we can wait with joy. Because God is faithful. God is faithful. And we can expect God to speak to us in surprising ways. Surprising ways. Noah was surprised. Abraham was surprised. John the Baptist was surprised. God will speak to us but it may surprise us. This morning, we're going to have a time of waiting. We're going to have a time where Alison's going to lead us in to reflect. And I would like to encourage you to do what you can to still yourselves and to make yourselves open and available to God. You might want to share with God what's on your heart, but you might just want to take this time just to listen. Perhaps closing your eyes might help. Perhaps keeping your hands open to show that you are open to hearing what God has to say to you this morning. And if you hear disruptions or noise, don't let them distract you, but just take them as part of God being here with us, in the noise, in the messiness of life. God is here. So let's be still as we listen to Alison sing.